The next patient is Mary McLennan. Mary McLennan. The last name is McLelland. First name Mary. Mary. This is the clinical number one. This is a clinical case of a 76-year-old white female that has a chronic kidney disease stage 5. Period. The retroperitoneal ultrasound showed a smaller than expected kidneys hyperechogenicity, and in view of the decreased GFR and the findings in the ultrasound, we decided to go ahead and place a peritoneal dialysis catheter that was and is functioning very well. The patient has been flushed on a weekly basis. Period. The patient is feeling well. She is receiving a ESA at the Florida Cancer Center. The hemoglobin has been up. She is energetic. The serum creatinine remains at 3.95, which is similar to the prior determination a couple of months ago. It continues with the same clearance. We are going to continue flushing the catheter, and we are going to start the training. If we detect deterioration in the clinical condition, or if the laboratory work up consistent with the significant deterioration, hyperkalemia, metabolic acidosis, volume overload, etc. Following number two, the patient has hyperuricemia. The uric acid has been under control. Following number diabetes mellitus that is under control. Following number arterial hypertension that is also under control. Following number anemia that is with a hemoglobin of 11.5. We instructed the patient and talk about the symptoms of uremia. If she develops any of those symptoms, she's supposed to call us immediately. Otherwise, we're going to see the patient in 2 months with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes in reviewing the lab, 10 minutes with the patient face-to-face, and 5 minutes in the documentation.